Count goes to 2-1. Lindhausen today trying to keep the game going. 2-1 from Alt. The pitch. There's a bullseye. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The Arena Aces, a strike and out away from moving on to next Sunday. Runner at third. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Oh, just missed outside. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes to Wendhausen. Makes his way out. All ready. Here's the pitch. Down low. He walked in. Second base runner for Hollandale. And that'll bring up Gavin Fishtank.
Number 19, Dakota James.
Nope, that's Dakota James now batting. Dakota wearing number 19. He'll hit here in the ninth inning. Runners at the corners. Two away for Hollandale against Eli Alt. Miles with a glove up. Here's the pitch. Ripped well in the air. Again, right center field. The center fielder going over and makes a running grab. Roman Jensen hauls it in. That is out number three, and this one belongs to the Arena Aces. They get a win in the playoffs, and they're moving on to Blanchardville next week. In the ninth inning, no runs, a base hit, no errors, two left aboard. Today's final in 8 1/2 innings. Arena wins it by a score of 8-1. And Hollandale goes home from the Sunday playoffs. We'll be back with the Home Talent Baseball pregame, a postgame show, not pregame show, maybe feels like it. Today's game time, 3 hours and 46 minutes. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's time for the annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools. Saturday brings games, activities, and fun, plus a brat stand from 10 to 2, courtesy of the Avoca American Legion. Shop, save, and support a great cause only at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet.
Welcome back to the Home Talent Baseball postgame show. I'm Phil Nee. Sounds like the Brewers have just won in walk-off fashion. Blake Perkins, the hero, according to our engineer, Mr. Fabulous today, Tim Feed, here in Arena. It is a final of 8-1 as the Arena Aces get the win, holding court here in the first round of the Home Talent Baseball playoffs. And leading the way today with the plate appearance, Eli Alt was on 4 times, scores 2 times. He had a triple and a total of 2 RBIs. Also, it was Nate Jennings getting a couple of hits. Zach Cady is on base 4 times. He has an RBI, a couple of base hits. Alan Spurley is on a couple of times, had an RBI back in the third, which tied the game. In fact, Arena was trailing 1-0, and they scored 8 unanswered runs here today. Trey Schulte, a couple of hits, walked as well. And Dawson Cole with a couple of hits. Scored a run for Arena. Keegan Chose had an RBI sack fly. So really all hands on deck, and that's the kind of effort you need in the Home Talent Baseball playoffs. The win goes to Nate Jennings, who started the game. Eli Alt came on in relief, couple of stints, worked the 6th and 7th, came back and worked the 9th. Daniel Yonke worked the 8th inning, and gave up just one base hit. We got a couple of fellas coming over here to join us on the post-game show. They're already disrobing. That's all right. I don't blame them. Hey, Jennings, hey, congratulations. How's it feel to get a home win today?
Feels great. You know, the last, 3 years, we haven't won a playoff game. So especially to have a home game and then to win it, it feels great.
How warm was it out there? Did you have any trouble warming up as a pitcher?
Not at all, no. It was nice. I mean, around the fourth inning, I was like, get Elijah ready. But, yeah, it was a little too hot out there, but it was perfect, yeah.
Hometown fans, they were just great today, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, I love it. We always get a great turnout, and I think everyone was excited to finally host a playoff game. So, I mean, there were a lot of people here today. It was pretty cool, so that was awesome.
As we say in playoff baseball, all hands on deck, and I went down the roster, and just about everybody that played did something to help the team today, didn't they?
Yeah, that was a great team win, and we've been all week in our group chat saying, hey, everybody, if you can be here, be here, and even everyone showing up, Wyatt getting here late and still courtesy running, scoring two or three runs, that was big, and defensive plays from everybody, you know, and it was awesome. It was a complete team win.
Yeah, even in right field, Zach Cady had to make a couple of stabs out there.
Yeah, he's been really good in right for us this year. Yeah, he seems to know where to line up all the time. He's always right there. Yeah.
So you go to Blanchardville. It sounds like they pulled off a 5-4 victory today. You got to play them all. Do you know much about Blanchardville?
Yeah, they beat us pretty good the first time. I'm hoping we can learn from that and give them a tough one next week. But they're a really good team, so
all right.
Give them a tough one.
Sounds go sit somewhere where it's cool, probably take a shower, and enjoy this one for a little bit.
Thanks, Phil. Have a good one.
Nate Jennings joining us. Trey Schulte, how about this one today? How's it feel to get the win?
It feels good to get the win in front of the home crowd. You know, we knew we were going to have a big crowd, big game, first home playoff game for us, and it feels good to just get a win for the fans and for our teammates and everybody that showed up.
You got down 1-0, but I kind of felt like you guys knew that, you're confident that you're going to score some runs.
Yeah, I told the guys after they scored that run in the first, I said that we gotta score to win, and that's the way it's been all year. We've played behind many times. It's no different, and it's just when the bats come alive, they come alive, and everybody's going to hit. That's a good thing about this team.
Nate pointed out some defensive plays. How about a couple of those? The one that Eli caught, you know, is in left center field, and then he throws the runner out way back at first base. How big was that play?
I mean, that was huge. You know, we were kind of looking for a big momentum shifter in that situation. Nate was kind of losing it that inning, and we needed a big play, and it happened right there, and Eli was ready for it. He's always been ready for it all year, and he made the play just like every other time.
You guys have been in a lot of games, high school and at this level, the home talent level as well. I guess having played this many games together, you kind of know what everybody's thinking, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really played like super, like a lot of us haven't played together. We're kind of like a different age group, but like I feel like we all know each other what we're going to do. Everyone's going to do their job, and everyone's going to do it at a high level. So that's a good thing to be able to trust your teammates to go out there every single day and just perform at the highest level they can.
It's kind of like River Valley's greatest hits. Everybody's kind of together here, this team, right?
Yep. Everybody's from River Valley. Everybody's from the same area, so we all connect on that, and we just love baseball. So we come out here and play for these guys every single week.
You must enjoy running the bases, don't you?
I mean, that's kind of the way I try to affect the game. You know, I feel like if you can get on and get over to second or third without even a guy having to take a swing, you know, that's kind of an advantage for your team. And keeping guys in scoring position with less than, like, one or two outs is big, too, to have these guys come through and knock us in and get us RBIs and get us runs.
Well, Trey, congratulations on the win. Go celebrate a little bit.
Thank you.
You bet. Trey Schulte joining us on the Home Talent Baseball post-game show. Nice win for Arena today by a score of 8-1. Nate Jennings, the victor on the mound, with some relief work from Eli Alt and Daniel Yonke. Tanner Ames takes the loss for Hollandale. He had relief work from Aiden Fishnick and Ethan James as well here today. Leading hitters for Hollandale, 2-for-4. Chase Ignatius, Trenton Owens had a double as well. But Arena staff did a great job. Only 5 hits today for Hollandale along the way. And on the other side, Arena hit the ball really well. I'm adding it up on the fly here because I got behind in my notes. 7, 9, 10, 13 hits for Arena today in their 8-1 victory. So Pine Bluff Mount Horeb loses today to Blanchardville 5-4. That means Arena's on the road to Blanchardville next Sunday at 1 o'clock. Thanks to our engineer, Mr. Timothy, Mr. Fabulous, Phil Lee, and thanks to everybody here in Arena. Always appreciate their hospitality. We'll talk to you with more home talent next week and tomorrow with our Walk with Grace radio auction right here on WRCO Radio. 8-1 the final. Arena gets the win over Hollandale You've been listening to Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Sports.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Meister Cheese, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Cairns State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say to margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
So don't even try.
You can beg, you can bleed, you can sweat, you can bleed. It's too bad, I could care if you cry. Yeah, that's it,
that's all.
Oh, had fun, it was good while it lasted. But now I'm past it,
sure.
It was sweet, sure you swear me on my feet. I miss you now, never would I do it all again.
Nah.
You won't find me naked and cold.
Yeah.
change your heart.
Change your heart.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all.
We had fun.
Had a ball.
It was good while it lasted, but now I'm past it.
Sure.
It was sweet. Sure, you swept me on my feet. I miss you now and then, but would I do it all again?
Nah.
You won't find me naked and cold. It's just sitting.
Was Shania Twain with Nah right here on Country and Community WRCO. I'm Tim Thea. I'll be here till 6 o'clock tonight, right before Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. There we go. Sorry about that, Bo. My tongue got tied there a little bit, and that'll be running from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And thank you to everybody that listened to the Hometown League Tournament game between Arena and Hollandale, and Arena came away victors 8-1 to advance on in the playoffs. And next week they'll take on Blanchardville, who beat Pine Bluff Mount Horeb by a score of 5-4. Weather-wise, it's partly cloudy out there. The temperature 91 degrees with a heat index of 101. And the winds are out of the north-northeast at 7 miles per hour. But that temperature is according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Hopefully you're keeping yourself hydrated, got your sunscreen on, and checking on those that need to be checked on. You know, make sure that they're keeping cool. You know, like the elderly or those that are disabled or those that aren't able to contact anybody in case their air goes out. So hopefully you're checking on them and make sure you're pets are staying cool. So it's a hot one. In fact, tomorrow there is a National Weather Service issued this afternoon. There is a heat advisory for the WRCL listening area from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow. So that's because the heat indexes are supposed to get up pretty high again, probably over 100 degrees. Like now we're up to 102 on that heat index. So it is a hot one, and it's going to be like today, maybe even worse tomorrow. So be prepared. Keep, and you know, like I said, follow the things that I mentioned earlier, and hopefully everyone will stay cool and stay safe. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, we had a call about this earlier. There was a husky running around on Dan's Road, just outside of Richland Center here. And if you own a husky and you live in that area and you think that's your husky, you can go there in the Dan's Road area and find them. If you found your husky already, that's pretty cool. So hopefully that happened. But yeah, in the Dan's Road area, just outside of Richland Center, the husky running around. So go there if that is your dog.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
It's time again for a blind date with Steve from Bailey Paint and Decorating. Steve's the blind man who actually shows up when you need him. He'll measure, install, and make your new window treatments completely stress-free. Whether you're after cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, Steve's got you covered, literally. Why did the homeowner break up with their old blinds? Because they just couldn't pull it together. Right now, enjoy a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street in downtown Richland Center and let Steve take it from there. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric is turning 25, and they're throwing a big party to celebrate. Join them Friday, August 1st from 11 until 2 for food, games, and giveaways at their shop just off Highway 14. Enjoy brats, hot dogs, and Pine River Smokehouse beans served up by the Richland FFA alumni. It's a fun lunchtime celebration with great food and local hospitality. That's Friday, August 1st, 11 until 2 at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Proudly serving the area for 25 years. Help them celebrate.
100.9 WRCO. Well, the day ends when the sun comes up, starts when the sun goes down. Out on the back roads and on the back streets of every farm and factory town. There in the world of weekly wage, there's always a place out there. And the names and the faces are the same everywhere. Well, the room is full, it's a Friday night. We all want to hear. This is how we make it through it. It's a blue-collar place, a red-blooded crowd. Tonight everything's all right in honky-tonk America.
lights up just about dark. A welcome beacon on life's highway when you're weary and when you lost heart. Never say it's loneliness, it's only the drinks and the band. But something brings us back here again and again.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road.
That was Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murph with High Road on Country and Community. Our time is 4:30 right now, and we got that partly cloudy skies outside, and temperature's still hanging around 91 degrees with a heat index of 102. And remember, we have that heat advisory for the WRCO listening area from noon tomorrow until 8 in the evening. So be prepared and stay cool, everyone. And we mentioned hometown league action earlier. The Brewers, they came away. They came and had a walk-off single by Blake Perkins in the bottom of the ninth inning to take a, to beat the Marlins by a score of 3-2. So they ended up just winning one out of two in that series. But at least they didn't get swept. That was the main thing. It was good the Brewers won today because they the Cubs ended up winning today by a score. I think it was 5-4 today. They ended up beating the White Sox. So tomorrow through Wednesday is going to be some excitement at AmFam Field. It'll be the Brewers taking on the Cubs. So you got the teams that are tied for the first place in the division battling it out. And tomorrow's game, that'll start at 6:40 with a first pitch time. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE, AM 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:05 tomorrow.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Katie Bedward, your local Edward Jones financial advisor here in Richland Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. on Viroqua's north side.
WRCO 100.9.
I could be living in a lap of luxury like on TV. That's all good.
Oh,
but it'll never make me feel the way I should.
I can jump in a van, head to Birmingham, be up on the stage with a reggae band by tomorrow with my baby. It won't make me rich, but it'll save me.
Make a little more love, make a little less money, catch a little more buzz, hop a little less honey.
Front seat. I got everything I need, but I get it for free, like the best thing in life. I ain't climbing up the ladder when I'd rather take a ride
down the boulevard in an El Camino. Is it a car or a truck?
Hell if we know.
But we're going and we don't care, cause the moon is down and gets us where we can.
Make a little more love, make a little less money, catch a little more buzz, hop a little less time.
And I finally make the distance, and the music fades away. I smile for all the strangers, and I step off of the stage. We used to shoot a whiskey to celebrate the show, but Jack without the Daniel is a drink I drank alone.
Every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention, 'cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, you get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, I want one man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female.
That was Chelly Wright with Single White Female. And our time is 4:46. Temperature is now down to 90 degrees, and our heat index is down below the 100-degree mark. We're at 99 degrees right now, and it's getting a few more clouds out there, it looks like, but it's mainly partly cloudy out there. Nice amount of sun, but that's making it a little bit on the hot side, so be cautious out there and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And we have classic country music with Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO. And that'll be hosted by Mr. Bo Hendricks with Old Country. So be sure to tune in, especially if you're a classic country music lover. Yeah, and coming up at the top of the hour, I'll be bringing you the evening news right after ABC News. I'll have local news, vital statistics, and then there'll be a weather forecast from Heath Bradberg. And then we'll have sports, and then following that, we'll have some more music to take us up to Old Country, which will be featuring our classic country music right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July ends tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
National Night Out 2025 will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds this year, Tuesday night, August 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police, fire, and first responders. There will be a canine 5K and a chance to meet our area canine officers, Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron. We're going to have food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicle demos, vendor booths for our local organizations, and fun for the whole family. And Town Taxi will provide transportation options for those who wish to attend, including a shuttle bus for small groups and our wheelchair accessible vans, giving anyone the opportunity to attend National Night Out 2025. For additional information, find the event on Facebook, check out the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and for transportation arrangements, call Town Taxi 647-3114. National Night Out 2025 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, August 5th, 5 to 8 p.m.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916. We'll be right back.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes. WRCO Walk with Grace radio auction gets underway Monday. Check out the items in advance that you might like to bid on the WRCO Facebook page. There's everything from Brewer tickets, Badger tickets, Packard tickets, pies and fudge and cheesecake and all kinds of practical items, and even a zero-turn radius mower and a real mower where you have to use your own power. Check it all out on the WRCO Facebook page and then get ready. Get a bidder number from WRCO at 608-647-2111. The annual Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app will be on the air between 10 and noon Monday through Friday. Don't miss it.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM
100.9 WRCO.
I told myself getting out, that's what this is all about. Sun goes up, sun goes down, you only get one go around. Then I left this town. Then I let that road carry me as far as it could carry me. Stood on a mountain for me, found a place where I can breathe in and out. And thought about things that I stopped everything, thought about all the things weighing me down. Then I threw out old boxes, emptied my pockets of regrets and love letters, pictures and lockets. And all I have now is the truth that I found. Life has a way of just turning.
I had big plans for our future. Said I'd give you the whole world somehow. I tried making good on that promise. Thought I'd be so much further by now. Never could build you a castle, even though you're the queen of my heart. But I've had the best of intentions from the start. Now some people think I'm a loser, 'cause I seldom get things right. But you make me feel like a winner when you wrap me in your arms so tight. Please tell me you will remember, no matter how much I do wrong, that I had the best of intentions all along. And praying that you'll understand. Don't think I take you for granted. Girl, I know just how lucky I am. Oh, you deserve so much better. You won't find devotion more true. 'Cause I had the best of intentions.
You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump announcing a trade deal with the European Union after meeting with the head of the European Commission in Scotland.
We are agreeing that the tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
President says Europe agrees to buy more American energy and military equipment. Israel says it's temporarily stopping military attacks in three areas of Gaza for 10 days to allow more aid in. Prime Minister Netanyahu says all aid has not been stopped. Israeli military repeating its claim that nobody's starving in Gaza. Saying the opposite, American doctors volunteering in Gaza hospitals, UN officials in Gaza, aid groups, and UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk.
When we think it can't get worse, it gets worse. Children are starving and dying in front of our eyes.
This